I've spoken to Ocean FM and I suppose the media across the state on numerous occasions in relation to what's going on in our prisons. We've said our prisons are in a state of crisis, and they are. The overcrowding is chronic. You know, all cell capacity is in use, and unfortunately there's no proposal from government in the short term to address any of the issues that stem from this overcrowding crisis.
This overcrowding crisis we're seeing at the moment, we've elected a new government to come into power now since the general election in November. You previously called on them to step in and assist the service. What sort of issues are we currently seeing on Irish prisons?
Well, what we're seeing is over the weekend we saw four drone attacks or shipments into one of our prisons, Mountjoy, in one day. You know, the estimated value of that is in around €250,000. We see an increase in violence in our prisons. We see a huge demand for services because when you have overcrowding, obviously prisoners are competing for services. There's a whole raft of issues associated with overcrowding. And unless government gets a grip with this, we have been predicting for some time that there's going to be a serious incident in one of our prisons.
Gabriel, finally, what do you think should happen overall in relation to this?
Well, what should happen is we've written to the minister today, the new minister, and we've asked for a meeting with him. That meeting should take place. He should listen to the views of prison officers. He should look at the range of options that we are put forward, like the reopening of the Curragh prison, the examination of the old Cork prison site. A number of initiatives of that nature should be looked at immediately in the short term. And then we should look at more medium term. What has happened up to now is we've been excluded from a number of forums that's been discussing this. And this just can't continue the way it is. We have huge experience in prisons ourselves, and we have to be listened to, and government has to act, because this crisis is getting worse. There's no end in sight in relation to it.